This is Sarah Talk with Brian Sturges.
Hi, I'm Diane Horner, and welcome to Country Hip Hop.
Oh, Country Hip Hop.
The newest trend in country line dancing. We've seen this hip hop dancing all over the United States and Canada as we've been touring. Now let's meet our hip hop dancers. Heidi.
Okay.
TJ.
Okay. TJ.
Susan.
Susan.
James.
Oh no, James.
Oh, no. Yeah, you know this was like casted in Los Angeles.
Hip hop dancing, vaudeville.
Oh, it's like a slow running man.
Two steps, running man, twist, running man, twist, scissors.
Okay, now I'm feeling it.
Jump, pigeon.
I mean, it's not.
Window washer.
The worst.
Basketball.
This was.
Big slide. Use that left.
I'll send that to Tim. So
yeah, so I can.
We'll open
that
with
up.
That. That was our opening clip.
Yeah,
we started this episode with something new. It was the opening clip of not something you're going to see in the future, but its
something
own
fresh.
Opening clip that Cliff is now sending to Tim.
Mm-hmm.
It's going through the production channels, the 401ks, the LLCs, whatnot, being processed. And you saw it here. You saw it here live on digital.
Got it.
On this episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges, I am that Brian Sturges.
Oh, yeah.
You might know me from BrianSturges.com and your Brian Sturges needs. To the left.
To the left.
To the left breast. Mr. Hip Hop himself. Jazztastic. Cliff Beach at Cliff Beach Music.
Jazz hands.
Jazz hands. And then pass it. Pass it. Pass it. Pass it.
Hello.
Timothy Hall at Timothy Hall Music. You might know him from his sweet moves and Googling and production. Sometimes tiny TikToks that are so tiny, they're unbelievable.
That's a tiny tick.
And music. Well, we got into that Irish whiskey on the break.
Yeah, sure did.
And I already married a woman I didn't know, punched her, divorced her, and I moved to Scotland where I'm now...
Very Angela's
Ashes. Oh, tending some sheep.
Where I'm selling my updated version of Angela Ashes where I'm just like, it needs more jokes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. That's one of my favorite...
I mean, it's a baby. What's the big deal? All right?
That's one of my favorite Simpsons cutaways is when they go into like... A backstory about Irish Krusty.
Oh.
And they do like an Angela's Ashes where Krusty.
Oh, yeah. He comes on the boat.
Yeah. And he's like,
not the way that you came on the boat when you.
Oh, damn it. It's okay. Leave it there. It'll keep me less distracted. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it will.
It will. Yeah. I don't think you can last the whole episode.
He's trying to get to it.
Yeah.
He dances his way.
Let's just go ahead and get it now because that's all you'll think about. Hey, Tim, let's go with Tim. What's new in the life of Tim Hall?
Oh, well, you know,
how did you shoot?
Yeah, not that great, actually. I'm going to say
positive,
not great.
Positive. You did a great job.
Yeah, I mean, I think I shot 280s, which I'm not happy with. I want to be a 300.
Are there any accidents with the bow and arrows that people get?
Oh, like skewered?
Yeah, like at a gun range where you accidentally kill.
I have heard.
Rootitude.
I have heard. Not one of the ones I go to, but at a different range. There was somebody with a compound bow, and then there was like a spider on their arm. So they're like,
oh, God.
And they ended up shooting somebody.
Oh, God.
And penetrating the flesh.
Did they die?
No.
Don't teeth me.
Where was that? Like a leg wound or was it like
Yeah, I think it was like an appendage.
Meine kleine anus.
Do you remember when Christian Slater was in Robin Hood? Remember that 1989?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, that was a good one.
Right?
That was a good one.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
I'm more of a Men in Tights man. But
well, yeah.
You know what? That doesn't hold up. Speaking of films,
what, Men in Tights?
Well, I watched all the Naked Guns, which I love.
Oh, Abbott!
Which is great. But then the Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves is pretty painful.
Yeah.
As is
it was kind of painful at the time.
Yeah.
I think Hot Shots holds up better.
And you have to know all the other movies you're talking about. Of the
Airplane
time.
Yes.
Still holds up.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yeah.
So good. The first one, not the second one. The first one.
Yeah.
The Jive Talk. That to me.
I actually went back and watched the original Police Squad TV show, and it was good.
Did they have Jive Talk?
Because Naked Gun came after. It's the same series, but it was it was like a 6-episode TV series first.
Well, you know, they're making it again.
Yeah, I heard.
With
Chris Pratt.
Taken. No.
Liam Neeson.
Liam Neeson is the new Naked Gun.
He's not funny, though.
Yes, he is. Have you ever seen the one where he does improv?
Yeah.
With Ricky Gervais?
Is that the one where he says that somebody has AIDS or something? Yes. He's so stone cold. Yeah.
So, I mean, it's straight comedy. He's not doing... Yeah.
Well, Liam Neeson said...
Pratt Falls.
No, not Liam Neeson.
Chris Pratt
Leslie Nielsen. He said he wasn't funny. He just delivered it in a way that was deadpan that people thought was funny. But he wasn't trying to be funny.
Well, that's...
That's kind of like, what's his face?
Because he was like a serious actor first. Like, he was a dramatic actor.
Aren't we all?
Yeah.
Did you know that was Elvis Presley's wife that whole time?
Yeah.
Yes, Priscilla Presley.
She's hot.
Yeah. Well, she was like 13 when he married her. So.
I'm saying, but like, she was hot, but like, you know how like, oh, she's hot? But then like later you're like, oh, she's
still hot. She wasn't just child hot.
Yeah. Like, she was hot. And she had really pretty eyes. She's like Elizabeth Taylor.
Yeah.
I was attracted to her both as a child and as an adult.
Look, there's a theory that our souls are infinite, right? Uh-huh. Like before and after our bodies, right? This is a continuum. So it's like our souls are old, even if our bodies are young. I'm not saying it's right. I'm just saying there's an argument to be made.
Why would my soul pick my body?
Yeah.
It did.
Some soul.
That
so
was a curse.
Many other bodies.
It's a penance for something you did.
Oh, yeah. Repenting.
Yeah. I think the views.
Your body's a temple. It's open to everyone day or night.
At 50,000 minutes watched, everyone hates you.
Yeah. No one is compelled.
But see, it's like
when I was
dating someone younger, everyone gave me crap. But now, like my grandma was dating someone who's like 35 years younger, actually engaged. So now
this
I'm like, I would have just done it.
From the, she was going to be on The Bachelorette?
Oh, yes. The Gray Bachelorette, what it was called?
Yeah, the
Silver,
gray.
Milf Silver
Manor?
Bachelorette?
Milf Manor.
Milf does the body good.
Yeah.
That is a show, though.
So she's engaged
to an African guy. Yeah, he's like in his 40s.
I get you.
Yeah, I think his name is Sunday.
Say goodbye
or
to
someday?
Your inheritance.
Someday.
Friday. Is this a Robin? Is this Robin Louis Stevenson novel?
No, Sunday was. Sunday was.
I'm Robin Lowbrow. I know Treasure Island. Robinson Crusoe. People keep up.
Yeah, Robinson Crusoe.
Jackie Robinson. No, but
that was it. Friday, right? Robinson Crusoe.
Friday. Yeah. Was his
primitive as can be.
His friend. His primitive friend.
Best friend. Yeah.
Gilligan's Island. Gullah Gullah Island. It's not an island.
We both got the same wheeze. That's the old man wheeze. You'll get it once you hit 45. Don't worry.
I saw a thing that was like anger is becoming a big thing to give a heart attack and die. And I'm like, I'm angry 9 times a day.
Yeah.
Like, there's no way that I'm going to live. There's no way that I'll live into my.
Yeah.
Like all my family lives into the 90s, but I don't think I'll do it. That's why.
Nope.
That's why.
Definitely not.
Were they grumpy?
You already did.
I mean, were they?
No.
Where'd you get it?
I got it from the Italian side. They're a bunch of angry pizza makers over there.
Oh,
with
right.
their hammers and saw and tile. You know what I mean? Real savages. Real savages. I was thinking about my family this morning. It's so interesting how, like, when you're the black sheep, but then sometimes you look back and you're like, oh, you've never tried Indian food. Like, you've never, you know, like, because some people live their whole life within.
Yeah.
You know, 100-mile radius. They don't ever leave. I mean, they don't ever even leave multiple counties.
That
they
seems
just
crazy.
Grow up
to me.
And they, you know, today's world. Think about moving to Japan. That keeps coming up.
Japan.
You are?
Well, it keeps coming up as well for that reason is because it's supply and demand.
Uh-huh.
It's like if I dump my fat, bald, white ass over in Tokyo for casting all day long.
Yeah.
All day long, right? No lines. I don't want lines. Put me in a suit. I go like this. Various
Petrino.
David Petrino, acting teacher, Greenwich Village, 1966-1973.
You know
it. Yeah. Famously hit by that bus. Yes. During Streetcar Named Desire.
it was so tragic.
It ran through the
theater. I like how Japan solves problems. You know, they created the square watermelon. You remember that?
What, is that a problem that needed to be solved?
Yes.
By who?
So they could stack them and put them on track.
Oh, they were rolling away like crazy.
Yeah, they were rolling away.
Oh, it's a volume shipping thing. Now, I just thought they were doing it because that's cool. Now my dick got hard because we're talking business.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And also, I took a pill about 10 minutes
ago. I found it. Preparation.
I went to the 7-Eleven and he was like, "You have a date tonight?" I was like, "No, but I'm looking to get hard." And he's like, "Oh, no, forget about these. Take these pills."
Jesus Christ. That's too... It's too...
I won't blow it. Yeah. I won't blow it. See, right now, what would be great is if somebody was there, right?
Yeah.
It would have been great.
In an improv comedy of enough actors, somebody would have gone under.
Yeah.
And then...
It would have been awesome.
I was thinking it. Well, I'm excited about our attractives. No one's going to call it out.
Oh, whoa. Oh, yes. Yes, please, go. Yes. I forgot.
We have tracksuits.
Yay, it's the tracksuit. Yeah, look at us. That's why. Yeah, the rage.
I'm the blackest sheep.
You're like a Sicilian pizza. You're square.
Oh, yeah.
See, that's not too. That's not a fancy.
I'm Macedonian. Anyway.
You're Macedonian.
What about our segment?
What segment?
Well, Carl, you can intro
yourself. The tracksuit segment?
You know what? You intro. Be a gentleman. Never mind. It's my job. Listen, introduction. Graffiti music. Music. News. Informational content of the week.
This week is super exciting. I get to sit down.
Oh,
well,
you do?
It won't be out yet, but I'm going to be sitting down with Marcus King talking about his new album, Mood Swings.
Oh, I just
the SoCal Sound.
Yeah.
Very excited. As you know, he got married, had a lavish wedding in Nashville. But we're going to be talking about now him doing solo work after having the Marcus King.
You're sitting down with...
Yes, I'm sitting down
with him. That's awesome.
How are you sitting down with him?
An SG.
Well, I'm not sitting down with him this minute, but this week. This week.
No, but how did this come... How did this happen? For what?
Radio show?
On SoCal Sound. On the radio station. I'm doing an interview. Yeah.
Oh, I'm highly impressed.
Yeah.
I'd like to go see him play. Is he playing in town?
He will be playing, I believe, at the Hollywood Bowl on the 14th. Or he has a show on the 14th.
Oh, cool.
So, it'll be
Does he want to be a guest?
We'll find out.
Just be sure that whatever you do, that you get free advertisement of this show. You're like, you know what? When you're done with this.
Yeah.
It's really going to boost your...
You like TikToks, the guy's farting that may or may not be real?
I mean, the last one I did with John Baptista was great, but the main
thing... The wrestler?
The Oscar, Emmy, Tony,
That guy.
Disney Soul...
His name is Tony?
New Orleans. No.
Tony Belafonte? You're interviewing Tony Belafonte?
Oh, his brother?
First of all, he only had a daughter named Sherry, and they both sold Slim Fast.
That's true.
That was
with Sherry?
Yeah, Sherry and Harry.
Drunk, working out the 80s.
Yeah.
And they would say it too quick, and it sounded like they were saying Harry Sherry, but it was really...
Harry's Carrie? Harry's Carrie's Sherry's.
Harry's Carrie's
Sherry makes
berries.
Yeah. Sherry's berries. I know those very well.
Well, I'm very impressed that Marcus King is going to be on your show. I think that's a great get.
It's a very good guy.
That's fantastic.
I knew his stuff from
Jam in the Van. So.
Oh, you do?
Well, when I was preparing for my Jam in the Van, he was doing a lot with them during the pandemic.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just listened to a thing with him on Wong Notes with Corey Wong.
Oh, well, he's great.
Sure. Yeah.
He's talented. And so, he's on tour. He'll be in LA.
Sounds half Asian.
I believe you are correct, sir.
And that's the Wong Notes.
Yeah.
No, I like Corey Wong.
That's pretty good.
I'm doing a whole episode on it. But yeah, we'll be playing on Deeper Grooves, we'll be playing Hero.
That's a good one. Yeah.
We're getting into it. But I always say yes to the opportunities, so music news. But I'm excited about his album because I think when you get married, it changes your perspective on life and what you write about. Like, I always know when Taylor Swift or Adele, they break up or get divorced, I know an album is coming. That's their MO. So we'll see. Sometimes, like, when you're happy, what do you write about? Because don't you usually write about the frustrations and other stuff? So we'll see. We're going to find out together.
We'll find out together.
And I'll let you guys know when there's a link, and we'll throw it up in there.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
We'll see you next Tuesday. Yeah. Too soon? Well, that's great. Wow. I like him a lot. That's good. I feel like he's the new generation and Fishbone there. Fishcat. Hellcat.
Kingfish.
That's right.
He's...
These are the new guys.
I saw Kingfish, big guy.
He's large.
But he already won a Grammy. He's great.
His
live album was amazing.
Watch Equalizer 3 like an asshole?
Yeah, remember
that? Did you do that?
No, I didn't.
I watched it again.
B-Boy?
What are we doing it?
I watched it again last night.
You fuck you. Did you, no, did you really?
Your penance again is to watch the four seasons of Queen Latifah.
Ugh, four. I can't do
three.
It.
Is there four?
Remember we looked. It's four.
I just can't believe it. I feel like I won't believe that she's a badass.
Denzel Washington?
Yeah.
I feel like she would throw a punch.
I'm sure she would.
Remember
she
Taxi
would.
With her and but Jimmy Fallon?
But only to other women. Not to like a man would destroy her. I don't mean that. But I mean like just obviously Serena. And then you hit.
Oh, right, right.
My favorite part of Taxi, that was a terrible movie.
Tennis reference. What's the terrible movie?
Queen Latifah and Taxi with Jimmy Fallon. That was a terrible movie.
What about House Sitter?
With Levy's eyebrows?
Yeah.
That was a different movie.
Oh, no, wait. That
House Sitter was Goldie Hawn, right?
I don't know.
And Steve Martin?
Yeah, you're right.
House Guest?
Maybe it was House Guest. Yeah.
But that was good.
I just called it Squatters.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about getting into squatting.
No, I liked Squatty Potty.
No, just...
I did have a delivery of a dishwasher this week. And as the guy was leaving, I saw him taking pictures of my other supplies on the phone.
Really? That's...
For
I was just like you need to like take a picture. You deliver the dishwasher, but as he was walking out, I saw like I was back still inside. He started taking pictures of the stuff like being brought in, which is like stealing 101. Were you like?
Yeah.
Because I was going up because I was going to give him a little.
A little tip.
I was going to give him a little bit, but then I saw him taking pictures of like. This is how all of a sudden they know the house is empty because it's being renovated, and they come and they squat. And now you gotta, set it on fire and burn it all alive.
Yep. I love them.
What do you feel about squatters?
They have rights. They have rights.
They're assholes, and they should have their head bashed.
Well, the thing is, we have too many weird rights.
Well, this liberal town, I'm all for everybody being equal.
Like you can,
but get the fuck out. Get the fuck. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're gonna squat in my house. I should be able to hit you with a. Be able to legally
I think
you
can hit.
Yeah.
Hit them.
Like we live in a society where like literally someone could rob you and we know
and
it was them.
Sue you.
And then, some technicality, they're like, well that evidence was taken illegally. Whatever.
Tastes like his. Whatever.
Yeah. You know. They're like, oh, we don't know the chain of custody to the sperm.
This detective has a very particular... I have a very particular set of skills.
Yes. Jake and the Fat
Man.
The
sperm taster.
That's the reboot. You need Jake and the Fat Man.
Broccoli beef. So Thai iced tea.
Well, yeah.
Mango fudge. Uh-huh. Baskin Robbins.
Okay. He did it.
Semen. Yeah, but it's... It's crazy that we live in a world where, like, there's all these technicalities that people can get up. Like, you can... I don't think it's good for society where we definitely, definitively know someone did something
and
you still can't get them.
It's because you're in California. See, in Texas or in Florida, here's the trick, people. You can't shoot them on the lawn. But once they pass the threshold, you can legally shoot them.
Now, you can't shoot them on the lawn?
Can't shoot them on the lawn because they haven't entered into the home.
Oh, even though they're trespassing on your property.
Right, but it's not life-threatening if they're on your lawn. But if you're trying to get into the home...
Oof, I got
to
rethink a few things.
So basically, and don't shoot them through the door. But once the door is clicked open, or kicked open, or clicked open, or whatever...
You know, latches done.
Look at that.
The sauce is free.
I'm not telling you how to kill it, man. I'm just saying that...
That's when you can get away with it.
I would use my comedic wit.
Yeah,
charm
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
As he entered my home, too.
I don't think you should shoot anybody if you don't have to kill them. I mean, you could.
Oh, no. I'm going to shoot him in the dick.
That's the middle bit.
If you've come to rape, I think
dick
you should
shooter.
Be able to shoot
him
in the
dick. Dick shooter.
Oh,
dick shooter.
Well, that's like my detective, Dick Fucker.
Right. Of course.
Yeah.
Richard Fucker, yeah.
Old Richard. Yeah.
Detective Dick Fucker.
Yeah. Richard Cheese. Dick Cheese.
And then, of course, there was Chief Harry Kuntz.
Yep.
Ah.
But I think it was pronounced Kuntz, right?
Right. It was Kutz. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Kuntz. Yeah. Jeffrey.
Yeah. You know, I have been, now that I've been doing some driving in the old vehicle, this is your jazz album.
Yeah.
I've tried to use this time to write because as you get older, you don't have
time. Writing while you drive?
Well, brainstorming.
Oh,
creative brainstorming.
Dump.
Garbage. Save. So, But I started working on, ideas and trying to make, I basically saw someone talking about turning the negative into positive is when, because I was getting mad that I have spent all this time driving to these things.
You'd be
a
millionaire.
I should be using this time.
Mm-hmm.
You should be using this time to grow and do something, whatever. So I started, I'm writing a rom-com. I know, I hate it.
I'm making it grow.
You know, and then it's just, are you?
Well, I don't know what that means.
It's a little micropenis.
Oh, okay.
Oh, go ahead.
So Foreskin
Wallet? I don't know. Go ahead.
Is this your new online business, Foreskin's Wallet?
Oh.
At least that's something. My son's dick's just somewhere in, you know.
Oh, God.
Pomona dump.
Oh. You know.
Not being a wallet.
That's true.
Yeah.
Wallet of flesh. Oh, God. Nailed it.
Oh, my God.
Oh. Italian.
Or just add ET to wallet flesh.
Yes.
Extra
that's what I said. Wallet of
flesh. No, but I meant the alien, ET.
Ah, yes. Oh, my God. Speaking of ET, I saw this episode clip of Doogie Howser for Earth Day.
Uh-huh. As one does.
Where Bette Midler was like a Mother Earth and he couldn't save her. And then ET came. It was the most random episode.
This was Doogie Howser?
Yeah, it was weird.
As I was saying, in the 80s, I was just like...
It was like, oh, let's just throw everything in there.
Anything you want, you could get away with.
It was crazy. I was like, I'm surprised they just were like, yeah, we'll put
ET
in there.
And the 90s started cleaning up, and then, of course, September 11th brought us to the Dark Batmans.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, reboots.
And Nolan.
Yeah, sad Batman.
He didn't win, though, right? The Oscar.
What, Batman?
Chris Nolan? He didn't win this year, did he? Or did he?
Wait, this year?
Oh, that... I don't pay attention. I don't know.
No, I think Nolan, did he win? Oscar?
But my buddy who did win a Grammy received his Grammy yesterday.
Oh, nice.
And he put a very funny video of him like, where should I put it? And then going through his like apartment and putting it down.
I had nowhere good.
Well, I think that was the gag. Where does one put a Grammy?
Yeah.
I feel like it gets his own shelf.
I think there are people who don't give a fuck. I met a guy who won an Emmy and it just was like a toilet paper
in a box.
In his bathroom. He didn't care.
Oh, like he put the toilet paper roll on it?
Right.
Well, that's kind of neat.
He didn't care.
I mean, maybe that's the attitude.
He made an obscene amount of money on what he did.
Right. So, yeah, he cares about the money.
Yeah.
Right. I guess once you have a certain amount of success, you're like, and money, you're like, I don't care about the awards. I got the money.
And then I had another buddy who won an Emmy, and he was like,
Win an award again, but get $20 million, would you do that?
Hell yeah.
Would you be rich and unrecognized, or would you be poor and known?
Well, I'm already poor and unrecognized, so yes, I would take any rich.
No. Would you be poor? Would you be
rich and unrecognized?
Yes. Yes.
That's the best way to be rich.
Then you could still do stuff.
Yeah.
You still have the affluence of money to do whatever you want.
That's crystal salt pepper shakers.
Yeah.
Mm.
Hand trays, the actual silver trays.
Mm.
Serve me, white bitch. That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
That's why I know I've arrived. You old white bitch. Ye old.
Oh, you get them from
that's the name of my
medieval times?
That's the name of my new barbecue joint.
Ye old bitch.
Yeah.
Ye old bitch. Ah, ye old bitches like some Dr. Pepper with cream?
Mm.
I'll reverse Paula Deen that bitch up in there, you know?
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Paula
Have
Deen.
White people looking Amish up in there serving me, you know?
Bunch of tax accountants.
Yeah.
Docker wears with brown shoes.
Seamus, you better raise that bar like I taught you.
Khakis.
Yeah.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Speaking of that, how are your erections this week?
I always check teeth and genitals. Not too good.
Not too good.
It's half mass.
Is it because the corkscrew like a pig's tail?
True.
And when you make love to a woman, you have to propel her to get it inside?
It's a clown makeup. Yeah, I enjoy it.
You know, like the whiskey hit, and now it's going away.
Oh, right.
Well, now I'm dying.
No, I wish.
Now you either want the second drink.
I wish it was easier to get
down.
Laid more often, for sure. I wish it was more consistent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what about Raya? Raya is like supposed to be the celebrity-ish app, like where you're like when you. It's
you're
supposed to be somebody.
They're all terrible. Every app I'm on is like awful. Even the ones where it's like you could just meet someone for something. You match with someone, then they don't. No one wants to talk.
It's called Fats.
No one wants to talk.
FATZ.
They have that too.
Juggos come up and
I was on an ugly one, a fat one.
You got rejected from the ugly fat one? It's like, well, you're not fat anymore, so that's not good.
Yeah.
But they're fat. Do you like a big woman? Do you like a
fuglies?
I would invest in that.
Yeah.
I would download. I'd be like, oh, dude, I'm on Fugly's. Yeah.
Yeah.
That felt great.
I'm not just on there. I'm an owner.
I'm the president.
I'm the president. Yeah.
No.
But see, you guys don't know because you have, you know, you have your.
It's true.
Your home scratch. Is that what we call it? Mm-hmm. Get your home scratch.
Yeah, it's like. I got an itch. Snatch classic. You know what I mean? Like, oh.
I got mosquito bites with no calamine lotion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just itching all the time, and I have no hands.
Is it because you don't touch yourself because, you know, Jesus is watching you?
No, I touch myself. It just doesn't, it's not the same. It has to escalate to like a lot of weird
stuff. Yeah, you have to like tie her up and like hang her off a window. I know what you're
saying. You know
what I mean?
That Michael Jackson
style? He likes to take the Holiday Inn over there on Sunset, take a broad, hang her off.
It's an express.
It's like the opening scene of Lethal Weapon.
Yeah, yeah. You know
what I mean? Breasts. They led with breasts straight away. Opening scene.
I remember that movie specifically. You know, when I first saw that, I was like, this is a great movie.
Well, they got that from Blaxploitation. Coffee. That's where the breath came in. You know? Oh, my God. Pam and Greer. You know what I'm talking about. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Get yourself an old, you know, a second house in the woods for, you know.
Oh, for your Pam Greer?
Yeah.
I don't think those women want
to be in the woods.
To be in the woods.
Well, you get them somewhere. Somewhere where the hair won't get wet. You know what I mean.
What is that, Jackie Brown?
Just beats up on the
Took it to my house in Inglewood, told her it was Hollywood.
Oh, yeah.
Was that the one with Chris Rock? He had the long hair. Jackie Brown.
Yeah, Jackie Brown. You could just have a couple of baps up in Baldwin Hills. There you go.
Ooh, Baldwin Hills, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Classy broads.
Those, yeah, the women allegedly who wear the tight spandex who walk the hill up and down in the morning.
What was that famous black architect, Paul somebody? He did all the
Schaefer,
houses over there?
Snyder.
No, Weller. Black guy. No, it was like a very famous. They created Architecture Digest or something on this black. He was a very famous black architect. He did like most of California.
Most of black California.
Their house. No, in general. He was the first major black architect that was accepted by white America.
Oh.
His name's Paul something.
This is National Asian Month, though, so we can only care so much. But let's
Paul R. Williams?
Yes. Yes. He was.
He does look black.
Yeah, he was very well known.
He was born in 1894.
Holy crap.
Died in 1980.
It was a long time. Yeah, but I was in one of his houses that was owned by the late Tina Marie. And it was fascinating just to see how it was all gutted, but just to see what he
did. Oh, the Ambassador Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the funeral home?
Where Robert Kennedy was shot?
Sounds like
it. I don't know where Robert Kennedy was shot.
I think it was the Ambassador Hotel. If only you want to look it up.
Yeah, but he did some very famous buildings.
The Beverly?
Lon Chaney's cabin.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, Asian American month. You know who I like
looks
to
like
talk
a cabin.
About?
Can you put tile in? Because I'll tell you what.
Famous Blasians.
Tina Carrera.
Oh, she's Blasian?
Yeah, right.
Tia
Carrera?
She was hot. Wayne's from Wayne's World? I don't know if she was part black, though, was she?
Mm. Yes, and she was also in Senpai Kohai there with... Wesley Snipes and Sean Connery.
We're trying to figure out if she was part black.
Oh, I can make that happen.
Yeah, Filipino Chinese, she wasn't part black, but still fine. Makes the list. Black approved.
Well, she's black to me.
Yeah. Look it up. Famous Blasians. Hit us.
Blasians.
Famous.
That could be the name of this. Oh, this is, I guess, either the tracksuit episode or Famous Blasians. I'll let you choose.
Okay.
Asia Kong? Oh, yeah, The Rock. That's that family, right? They were all wrestlers.
All Blasian right here.
They were all Blasian.
15 Amazing Blasians.
Huh. I don't think I've ever thought about this.
Oh, Neo? I had no idea.
Oh, Neo.
Naomi Campbell?
Yo was the last name.
I didn't know that. She's probably part Indian.
Naomi Osaka. You wouldn't guess it, but yeah.
Naomi Osaka, yeah, she's cute. Tennis.
Iko.
Oh, yeah, Janae Iko. Mm-hmm. The Iko sisters.
Is this who you're saying?
Oh, Kimora Lee is part black. I was right.
That's
the daughter. Right?
Oh, yeah, Apple.
Apple the app?
Yeah, Apple from...
For sure.
Oh, that guy? He is good looking. I don't know
who
he is.
That's a handsome man.
Man, his jaw is chiseled. I could snap my beer cap on that. Oh, Michelle Lee. I don't know who that is.
You were so excited to see her.
Who are these people? Keep
Natasha
going.
Shanti?
Yeah. Nope. Oh, and Sammy, I've heard the name.
I don't know any of these people. This guy, he's from Las Vegas.
Oh, Michael Early?
He was in CSI, right?
Yeah, or Las Vegas, I thought. One of them.
I didn't know he was Asian, though. Oh, good.
Or NCIAA.
Devin Calise. Milkshake did bring the boys to the yard.
Oh, yeah, and Patrick.
I don't know him.
I don't know. He's on the football player.
That list wasn't as extensive as I thought. But still, happy Asian American Pacific Islander month.
And
African
Chinese Blasian Day. Right? That's whatever today's release date is.
Yeah, that's the day.
Well, in Japan, I know they have, when you're half, hapa or hafa is the term.
Okay. I just want to keep drinking and rob a truck.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you ever see these?
He's a
robber. You guys
ever
think about that? You know when you see...
He wants to rob a Wells Fargo wagon.
The armor truck?
What I like to do is when I walk by, I look at my watch and I'm like...
Oh, yeah, you do
a
little...
I let them know that I know.
Yeah, I got your schedule.
I know what time you guys show up.
Yeah.
Would you ever rob... Now, the biggest armor truck robbery was in Lebec, where they backed up.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was...
Were you telling me about that?
Oh, yeah. They cut through the fence.
Yeah.
They opened up the back and they took...
Now, you ever date an Asian girl?
Did I ever... Define date.
Oh.
Date. Went out with, hooked up with, all of the above.
Light. I mean, I might have had a one night, can I say one night? A couple of, maybe a one night.
An encounter?
You know what I mean? I have not had an Asian girlfriend.
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying, you know. Hooked up, got with.
Yes.
Yeah. You?
Listen, I'm from New Hampshire.
Oh, you didn't go to UCLA.
Yeah,
I got
yeah.
you.
They don't have Chinese in the woods.
Let me tell you what.
You're by his house. You see a Chinese person in the woods. They're coming for you.
You didn't have any Asian people in school?
Not that I can remember.
You never looked over and was like, wow, she's cute.
Asian. Oh, I mean, oh I probably would have.
Wow.
In the town I grew up, the only Asian people are the people who live about the Chinese food restaurant that you never see leave.
Same here, yeah.
I guess D.C. is more metropolitan. We had a lot of people of all races. It was very common.
Well, sure.
We didn't even have a stoplight. I mean, there was...
My best friend was German.
You're one of those country for old men flashing yellows?
Yeah, yeah, it was a flashing
red. And we used to tickle each other all day. His name was Kennedy. I never knew what that
meant. Tickle me Kennedy?
Oh, yeah.
Great doll.
Yeah.
Yeah. His pants just fell right off every time. I did date an Asian girl. She was a...
Oh, this is all leading to this circle.
She was half burlesque, half sword swallower.
So. Oh, okay.
It didn't work out. My tiny dagger
half
was wood, not
half
pleasing.
Pan.
But yeah, your tiny dagger.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Get out of here.
That was my last night, for sure.
He punched his boner away. he looked down and was like, I don't need this.
Bam.
Bam.
There we go. Fixed it.
That's enough. That's enough of the video. But
I haven't
tried that. A little trip.
Remember,
ladies, if a man is attacking you or gays, the balls. Don't worry about the dick or the hair, the eye. You know, it's eyes and balls. Eyes and groin. That's all you need. That's what I teach my daughter. Eyes and groin.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't want
it's one true.
Of those face-off situations.
It's
where
true.
She takes a butterfly knife and she stabs me in the leg, and I'm like, "No, it's me."
It's true. I learned from martial arts. It's always balls. You get them in the balls, mm-hmm. and it immediately forces them to bend over, where you can knee them in the face. Because it's an immediate reaction to it.
Is debilitating.
Yeah.
But did you just take out a bow and arrow?
Yeah, I told him to wait.
Ball two.
Walking through the cemetery right behind my house over there, found this grave. Wick. John Wick.
Nice.
Born 1855, never died. That's
pretty good.
That was pretty good.
John Wick, yeah. Yeah, I like showing other people's comedy content since
then.
I never watched that movie.
It's funnier than this shit.
But
you never saw John Wick's?
Mm-mm.
They're the white equalizers.
I'm more of a Steven Seagal.
Really? I didn't think anyone was a Steven Seagal.
I watched a lot of those as a kid.
Really?
I once awkwardly ran the New York City Marathon with him.
Was he competing with you? He kept pushing you.
He's got those high arms, right? The way he runs. That's his.
Oh, yeah. He does have those high arms.
High arms.
Explain to me what this is.
Oh, that's my urn.
That's your urn?
I wanted to make sure
she keeps it
that
in
I
kitchen.
Spent eternity or something that I liked.
Yeah.
So I bought my own urn.
It's got palm trees.
And I'm proud of it. Trees. And I keep it in the kitchen. I don't want the kids to forget that I belong in here.
And you drink your coffee in the morning and stare at that thing?
Oh, yeah, because I yearn for the urn.
Oh, yeah. This is the weirdest place.
You yearn?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty good.
Yearning for the yearning.
I can't see. I can't hear. I can't walk.
Mm-hmm.
I can't do anything. Mm-hmm. So the urn sounds like a good alternative.
Oh, jeez.
No. Well, it's beautiful.
It is.
Jesus.
It is. I picked it out and it's mine.
Yuck yucks.
Yeah,
on this
yucks.
Episode.
Yeah. I bought you this urn, buddy.
I mean, I got to figure that out.
We got you a big one.
Okay. Have you been fat in ashes?
Get a shovel. Yes.
And the red flag goes up. Well, that wasn't right.
But it's not his first day.
Imagine what we can do next.
Uh-huh.
Four more years. Pause.
Four more years. Oh, yeah. I heard about this.
Hey. That man.
You'd like to get into the corner and just give him a straight left. I'm not suggesting we hit the president.
Okay, let me tell you something. That man is cuckoo. If you want to get a black woman and just for the sake of it, then just have him run with her, and then that's great. Or we're going to get Newsom, who is like a Republican undercover.
Oh, is he
Democrat.
Yeah, people
running?
Sit on love.
Oh, yeah, he'll my speculation will be that
he's not great.
They won't have Biden run again. That it might be like
they call him gruesome. Newsom,
Kabbalah.
Or Harris.
I think, yeah. I think Madonna's
Kabbalah.
Yoga teacher. Will
yeah.
Be running.
Kabbalah Math.
Who's got the baddest clothes in town?
Who?
Roselle.
Students save 15% for graduation on 2 and 3 piece dress suits in double and single breasted styles, sizes 35 to big 60. A Roselle stock with an assortment of all weather coats, casual wear in western and contemporary styles, a running suit to take off those unwanted fouls. Don't forget 15% off on dress suits for graduation.
Okay, fuck you. That's your hip hop western.
Roselle. So you got that tracksuit, buddy?
I like it.
I'd like to thank Roselle's for sponsoring this very special episode of This Is Another Episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I'm there, Brian Sturgis. Hey, Brian Sturgis, Cliff Beach Music, Tiffany Hall Music, Brian Sturgis Music that I never released. Just don't put that. Just put the Brian Sturgis part.
Okay.
I wish I didn't say that.
Boo, boo.
Okay. See you next Tuesday.